It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hey, good evening, everybody. From the Rue Activity Center of the campus of Ball City Sacred Heart, it's time for basketball tonight between the Humboldt Table Rock Steiner Titans and the Ball City Sacred Heart Irish. The two teams coming in here tonight, the girls and the boys. For the girls' side, the HRS girls are 1-4, but don't let that record fool you. They're not a bad team at all. They're pretty good. They've had some pretty tough competition, a little bit of bad luck the first couple of weeks of the season. The Irish girls are 3-1, coming off of a loss here on Tuesday night to Elmwood Murdoch. Or rather, to Tri-County, excuse me, I got my games mixed up. For the boys, Ball City Sacred Heart comes in 1 win, 2 losses on the year. HTRS, they come in here 3 wins and 1 loss on the year. I think we've got some pretty good ball games coming your way tonight here on Sunny 101.3 between the Richardson County rivals, the Titans, and Ball City Sacred Heart. The girls' teams are out warming up, getting ready for this ball game. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come back and we'll give you a look at the starting lineups in the girls' contest coming up on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dan's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get 4 lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with 4 free phones of your choice.
4 free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back here to the RAC, the Rural Activity Center at Sacred Heart. Let's take a look at the starters for the game tonight here as the teams get buzzed off the floor to come to their benches. For the visitors tonight, for Coach Skylar Kuhlman, his squad starters will include a 5'10" junior, Elsie Bastandig, a 5'7" senior, Laramie Glothar, a 5'7" junior in Kennedy McLarnon, a 5'5" junior in Maddie Bredemeyer, and a 5'6" junior, Lillian Bowen. I almost introduced Lillian as 6'6". That'd be a little much. But Lillian Bowen, 5'6" junior. Those are your starters for HTRS. For the Irish tonight, it's 5'5" junior Avery Santo, 5'6" sophomore Dorothy Krause, 5'6" junior Daisy Witt, 5'9" senior Gentry Lechtenberg, and 5'9" sophomore Hallie Jones, your starters for the Irish tonight. The Ball City American Legion Color Guard and the currently Ladies Auxiliary are here tonight to present the colors. They're a special recognition tonight of Sergeant Nick Nolte, Nick Santo Nolte, a graduate of Fall City Sacred Heart. While they're doing part of this, we'll take an additional 2 minute break here and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to the Row Activity Center. They've had the national anthem with the Color Guard. Now they'll introduce the starters on hand here tonight. They're honoring Sergeant Nicholas Nolte tonight. He was 25 years old and living in Cherry Point, North Carolina. Sacred Heart graduate. He died in November 2004 at the Naval Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. He was injured in Iraq as he was providing security for a colonel at that time, and one of those roadside bombs that ran over it, and he suffered severe injuries that eventually led to his death. They're honoring Sergeant Nolte here tonight. It's been 20 years since he passed while in the service of the United States.
Number two, Junior.
Graduated from Fall City Sacred Heart in 1998 and joined the Marine Corps right out of high school.
Number 12, Jeffrey.
The Titan girls, they all have, and the Irish girls all have T-shirts on honoring Nolte and wearing his high school football number for the Irish, number 76. So here we go. They broke and huddle. The referees are set. The Titans await. At center court, Ellie Bestanding, the 5'10" junior, stands in at center court, ready to jump it up there for the Titans. And we are ready to roll here. Here come the Irish out of their huddle. Coach Luke Santo.
Welcome to the
stepping in for the Irish, Henry Lechtenberg. Sacred Heart goes right to left towards the east, or excuse me, towards the west bucket here in the first half tonight. The tip rattled around, controlled by the Titans. They'll bring it up to the front court. And now they'll take it over to the left side, hand it there, Laramie Glothar. She'll give it to Bestandig, and an 18-foot jumper in the circle is up and good for Ellie Bestandig. And the Titans on the board early on here in the ball game tonight. So here we go. Irish ball, right side, three ball on the way, up and off the mark, no good for Avery Sandel. Offensive rebound, pulled down by Sacred Heart there by Dorothy Krause. Back out to the top for three for Daisy Witt from the top of the left side of the circle, no good. Lechtenberg with the rebound, she'll take it back out now to Daisy Witt. Witt will dribble between the circles, off to Avery Sandel, left side. Got the 35-second clock in Nebraska basketball now in the high schools. If you're just... This is my first game in Nebraska this year. I've been off for a couple of weeks, and the first time I've been in Nebraska is at the shot clock. Here's a drive by Krause and traveling call underneath the bucket. Turn it over to the Titans with 6:55 to go here in the first quarter. Little one-person token press by Daisy Wood. She'll pick up hard at midcourt. Up the floor, Bowen passes the ball over to Bestandig. Bestandig. Having a little knee trouble this year, according to Coach Skyler Coolin. She's got that kind of wrapped up a little bit. Says she's going to go as long as she can, as hard as she can. She's got it on deep left block. Back out it goes to Bowen. Drives the right side. Tried to hook a pass on the inside. And we're going to have our first whistling foul of the ball game called on the Irish here. I believe, yes, Hallie Jones called for the personal first foul of the ball game. And they're going to call that a shooting foul. So Lillian Bowen will go to the line to shoot a pair here. The first one on the way is up and good. And we've got a 3-0 lead here for the Titans early on in this contest tonight. And on the way, it's up. It's no good for Bowen this time. And the rebound is picked off by Dorothy Krause. She'll get it up the floor ahead now to Daisy Wick. Cross court, stand over three. Buries it on the right side. So a three-pointer for Avery Sandel ties the ball game up at three apiece at the 6:12 mark. First quarter action out top of the basketball now, Laramie Glothar. Cross court over the top of the defense now, pass it down to Bredemeyer. Back up, Bowen for three around the rim, won't go, and the rebound comes down to Daisy Witt. She's on the run the other way through traffic, bumped by a Titan, and a whistle and a foul will put Daisy Witt at the line to shoot a pair here. Foul will go on Laramie Glothar, Laramie's first team foul. Good falling here for the Titans tonight. The Irish, of course, their home game. They've got a good falling as well. And the first free throw is up and good for Daisy Witt. And the Irish have the lead now by a score of 4-3. Witt, senior, ready, fires up, no good. Junior, it says, they're standing with the rebound for the Titans here. Getting some of my players mixed up here. I'm off on what year they are in school. It seems like they've been around forever, so I'm standing. I thought she was a senior, too. She gets the ball. She passes off, and a little give to the inside, and a layup good for Laramie Glothar. And now the lead of the Titans by a score of 5-4. Pass inside, and a takeaway. The ball ends up in the hands of Maddie Bredemeyer. So Bredemeyer will come the other way here for the Irish. Get the other end. Shot up, no good. Rebound by the Titans, and Glothar grabbed the rebound and puts it back up and in. She's got two hoops in a row, and it's 7-4 HTRS as we near the 5-minute mark of the first quarter. Out top, Witt looking. Here's a three ball for Daisy Witt. Up and down. Daisy Witt now has 4 points in the ball game. And now a shot up by Bowen for three. Won't go, and the rebound was grabbed by Lechtenberg. She's on the run all the way to the hole, and the layup on the right side is up, and it's good. So Lechtenberg puts the Irish up 9-7 now, as we were tied momentarily at 7. Here we come their way. Bowen in traffic to the paint. Dishes off out to Bredemeyer. Back inside it goes. Turn around in the lane. Off the glass. Up and good. Kennedy McLarnon. And the Titans tie it up at 9 apiece. for tie of the first quarter here. Now out on the right side with the ball will be Dorothy Krause. Over to Sando. Three ball up. Left side down. Sando with her second triple. Timeout by the Titans. It's 12-9. Sacred Heart back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny
4:07 to go in the first period, 12-9. Sacred Heart with a three-point advantage here. Titan basketball. Up the floor with it comes Lillian Bowen. She'll move the ball towards the left side. Now dishes it off. Going into traffic with it is Gothar. She'll dish to the left side, back out to the top. A little tall on the pass, but controlled by McCartan, tipped away by the Irish by Sando into the backcourt. Bowen's got it, runs the middle, up off the glass, too strong. Rebound on the run is Dacey Witt for the Irish. She'll keep it right side, move into the painted area, give it back to Sando. She'll drive free throw line. Out on the right side, three ball up and good from the wing. That will be Elise Reschke, who checked into the ballgame during the timeout. The Irish now have a six-point lead of 15-9. 3:20 to go. Here's a shot across the top. No good by Bestandig, and the rebound on the weak side by Glothar. She can't connect, and it will be a rebound for Hallie Jones for the Irish. The Irish on the run again at the other end. Up and down for two for Daisy Witt. She's got six now. So Jones the rebound. Outlet to Lechtenberg, and she got it away to Witt for the two-pointer. But standing on the right side, moving toward the top, dishes the ball off to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer back over to Bowen. And she'll move to the free throw line, kick it out left side. Bredemeyer drives to the baseline, tosses it into the middle, up in the air. Gothar comes down with a lot of contact. Ball loose, gets it away to McCarnan. And now she'll get it to Bestandig. And now it's going to be Bowen for three, and it's off the rim, no good. Lechtenberg rebounds it, and she's contacted. Lost the ball, got it back, and here she comes. Not a foul, just ball got knocked away loose. Little contact, little incidental. Now Witt, free throw line, moving in. They slap the ball. She goes out to Sando, head and shoulder fake. Moves in, back out top, and with the ball, Reschke again. And now out it goes, and off the rim, no good for the Irish, for Daisy Witt. A rebound picked off now by Bredemeyer. 1:55 to go in the opening period. 15, make it 17-9. Sacred Heart up by 8 here in this first quarter. Get the feeling it's much closer to that, and it has been. Here is a drive in by Bowen. Lost the control of it. Lechtenberg got a hand on it, dribbles it on the end line as she tries to control the ball, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay on the tight end here. Subs into the ball game. Let's see. Sig Hart brings in Ryan Westengard, a 5'6 freshman. The Titans will bring in the ball game. Looks like PJ Howe, a 5'7 freshman. I can get the LA to turn around, I'll tell you for sure. I think it's 25 in there. Bowen ready to inbound it. We've got an official over here at the scorer's table for some reason. Call over Skylar Kuhlman to talk to him. The standings in there. Bowen's in there. Glothar. I believe that is P.J. Howe. And one more over there on the baseline, or on the free throw line. Bring it in. Ball tipped away. Stolen away by Witt. The other player is Schaefer Cumrow, is into the ballgame. Witt pushes her way in against three defenders, elevates, and the ball goes off of the Titans out of bounds. Couldn't really get the shot elevated herself that time. She got in the air, but the ball didn't get very far, and it goes off the Titans out of bounds with a minute 37 to go in the first quarter. Into Lechtenberg. Now she'll take it out to the top, now to Westengard. Back to Lechtenberg. Out at the point, Daisy Witt between the circles, directing traffic. 20 on the shot clock. Moving the ball to the left side now, swing it over to the right side. Looking in the corner, and a drive by Lechtenberg down lane. Lost it off of a Titan, gets it back. Out to Sando, 9 on the clock now. Avery Santo to Witt. She checks the clock. She dribbles back to Santo. Can't get the three off. 2.2 seconds ago. Witt for three. It's up. It's no good. Weston guard the rebound. Gives Lechtenberg and a new shot clock here for the Irish. Now out on the right side. Three ball for Witt. No good. Rebound kept alive. And the Irish chase it, but they can't control it. It goes out of bounds. It belongs to the Titans with 52 seconds to go in the quarter. In for the Titans, back in, Kennedy McCarnan and Maddie Bredemeyer for this possession. Titan ball, halfway between the end line and midcourt. Bring the ball into Bredemeyer. Maddie comes up the floor, drives the free throw line, dishes off, and a two-pointer put on the line for Glothar. Can't get it. Weston guard comes down with another rebound for the Irish here. Now we come to the front, Witt with it. Lechtenberg fakes left, drives right, layup good. That's two for Lechtenberg, her second hoop of the half or the quarter, and the Irish are now up by 10. 19 seconds to go in the half. Titan basketball with it. Glothar looks, Laramie off the left side now, gives the ball up there. And now out a three ball in the left corner is no good, and a follow-up rebound by Laramie Glothar is up and good. First shot put up there by Cumro, and that will end our first quarter. It's Fall City Sacred Heart 19, Humble Table Rock Steiner 11. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Ready to go in the second quarter. Sacred Heart basketball with an 8-point lead here. Inbounding Avery Santo for the Irish. 6 points in the first quarter. Couple of three balls. Lechtenberg over to Witt on the right side wing. It is Santo holding it. Looking. Defense comes out on her. Lob pass out. Lechtenberg drives the left side. Leans into the right hand on the left side. It's up and in. Lechtenberg's got six here in quarter, the first half now, should say. And here we come back to live action. The other end, it's Titan basketball. Anita Bucket down now 21-11. Moving the ball around the perimeter. Back out it goes. And now it's going to be over the top. Passing off with Laramie Glothar. She tried to get it over there to Lillian Bowen, and the ball got just a hair too tall off her fingertips. Out of bounds it goes. So we'll come the other way now. Irish basketball up by 10. 7:10 to go, period number two, here at the rack tonight in Fall City. Here's a three ball for Santo. Up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Lillian Bowen. Bowen will bring it up the right side of the floor to the front court, off to Bastandic. Allie moves over to the left side with the basketball, down in the corner now, and a three ball on the way, short, no good, off the rim, put up by Bowen, long rebound out to Lechtenberg, she'll run it, left hand, left side, no, well, we've got a push foul to put her at the free throw line. Entry Lechtenberg made a living at the free throw line last year for the Irish. This foul on Kennedy McCarnan, her first. Each team had one foul in the first quarter tonight. Here's the free throw for Lechtenberg. This one bounces around, will not go. She'll have another one here. Ryan Westengard back in for the Irish. She'll come in there for Daisy Witt. All right, that That's the only change. Here we go. Lechtenberg ready, flies it toward the hoop, it drops in, and the Irish are up now by 11, their biggest lead of the ball game. All right, Lillian Bowen to the front court, looking, passes off to the middle, and a long three from the top, off the mark for Maddie Bredemeyer, short, Irish ball out of bounds. 6:29 to play, first quarter. Over on KTNC, Niner Sister Station, 12:30 a.m. and 107.1 FM, the Fall City Tiger girls and boys are in action. They are up at Palmyra tonight. Randy Gatula is up at Palmyra. We'll give you some scores on that one later. If you're looking for Tiger basketball tonight, it's on KTNC. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow here on Sunny, it's Chiefs football. Noon kickoff tomorrow as they host the Texans. Inbound the ball to Sando. Right back, it goes to Weston Guard. Left side, dribbles in, back to Sando at the top. Swings it over to the right side of the floor with the ball now moving. Dorothy Kraus down to the right side. Lechtenberg, she draws two defenders, now moves out and got bumped. Foul going to be called here on Maddie Bredemeyer. That'll be her first, team foul number two of the quarter on the Titans.
Up on Maddie Bredemeyer, her first personal foul.
Coming up here, the Irish have the ball. 25 feet up off the baseline. This is Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City and Humboldt. And the ball bounces at the foot of Sando. She gets away. She picks it up. Throws to Lechtenberg. Inside to Jones. Couldn't quite get a clean catch on it. Oh, and then she got called for a foul trying to get the ball back. Well, that's an unfortunate foul for her and the Irish. The ball was knocked loose a little bit. She was trying to grab it back and must have got a piece of Titan on the arm, and it'll be the second foul on Hallie Jones. First foul of the quarter on the Irish. Up the floor of the basketball come the Titans to the front court now. Ahead, Laramie Glothar. Glothar with the basketball, works it around, pass to Bowen. Lillian works off, bends with the left arm into the paint, dishes out. Bredemeyer inside Bostanek. She's got four defenders around her, hits the floor, and Lechtenberg takes it away from her, and Bostanek is not getting up. She's laying down inside the free throw line at the other end. All the way in is Lechtenberg. She got a basket, but Bostanek is on the floor, and Sacred Heart coaches rush out there, see what's going on. We'll see what's happening here. Titan coaches, athletic director coming out as well, so we are going to take a break here. We'll be back at the rack in Sacred Heart coming up after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Second quarter, the Irish leading now by a score of 22-11. I think that basket must not have counted. Dr. Justin Westengard, where his daughter plays for Sacred Heart, he's out there with Ellie Bostanek now, and here comes Celeste Jones, also a local physician, works with Dr. Westengard. So they brought out an ice pack for Ellie, and we'll just kind of see what goes on here. She's still laying out here in the painted area as we have a 5:23 mark of the second quarter, 22-11, the score, Sacred Heart with the lead over HTRS. So concern for the injured player while they're continuing to check her out. We'll take another break. We'll be back here at the rack. Coming up here, we'll take another 1 minute break and be back with more basketball coming up here shortly.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This holiday season, get a gift that will last a lifetime. A class at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City teaches self-defense skills, builds confidence, gives a great workout, and much more. Classes are available for the entire family. Follow us on Facebook for upcoming camps, seminars, and events such as Women's Self-Defense, Parents Night Out, Holiday Classes, Teen Crowds, and much more. Give Heller Martial Arts a call, 402-380-3383, and find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
When it comes to winning in life, just like winning in sports, you need to have a game plan. When it comes to banking, you want the best financial playbook. We'll sit down with you and make sure you're executing the right plays for your family's future. So stop by and schedule an appointment today. Together, we'll tackle any problems on your path to financial security.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Located in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here at the Rowe Activity Center at Fall City Sacred Heart School, we have an injured player for Humboldt Table Rock Senior. The injured player is Ellie Bastanic. Oh, there's good news. She's moving a little bit here, and they're bringing out another ice pack. Got her up in a sitting position. A couple of local doctors here in the crowd with children on these teams, so they're here checking things out, checking on Ellie Bastanic, the junior, very talented junior, for the Titans. And we're certainly hope this all turns out well here for her and her team as we continue to wait and see what happens here with this injury at the Rowe Activity Center tonight in Fall City. Again, Fall City Tiger basketball going on right now up at Palmyra. That game, Randy Gatula on the call on KTNC tonight, 1230 a.m. and 107.1 FM. That's going on right now. I'll tell you what, MJ Evans, our person back in the studio. MJ, we need to take a little longer break here. Why don't you maybe put on, oh, wait a minute here now, maybe she's going to sit up. I don't want to rush the situation, certainly. Why don't you put a song on, and we'll kind of see what goes on here. Now wait a minute. All the girls are going to go out. And Ellie, okay, up to her feet. Good news. The team starts to go out to visit with her. Check her out. Of course, they're all obviously concerned. And now she's got help coming off for her walking. She's getting weight on both legs, but she's just, she's going to pick her up here, I think. So sorry for this. We don't have any good way. They're going to take her back to the locker room, at least over here to the bleacher area where she can get some more attention and go from there. So, again, this all happened with 5:23 to go in quarter number two here. Occurred when Ellie was in the painted area battling for a loose ball rebound that was being batted around up in the air a little bit, but she was able to stand there and scrap with it and got tangled up with two or three Sacred Heart players who came out with the ball, and as they headed down the floor, she hit the deck and was not able to get them to continue. So now she continues to get some needed attention here. MJ, we're going to go back to my original plan. Why don't you put a song on for, even if it's just for 30 seconds, I'll let you know as soon as we're going to be back here, but I want to keep talking about this, not knowing what's going on. So if you would, put something on quick, and I'll let everybody know as soon as we can get back here, we'll be back to live action at the rack. Now they've taken her out of the gym and off to get some attention. So there was an offensive foul called on Gentry Lechtenberg at the other end. So it's Titan basketball. The score is 22-11. Sacred Heart with the lead. And here's a lob to the inside and a shot put up by Kennedy McLaren. It's blocked, but a foul on Sacred Heart's Dorothy Krause. That'll be her first and to the free throw line. We'll go Kennedy McLaren. So 22-11 after free throw on the way up is no good. So we certainly wish well to Ellie Bestandig, one of the standout athletes in the area. Hope she will be able to get back here going. Not tonight, certainly, maybe, but in the near future. But kind of, she was smiling a little bit as she left, so we'll wish her the best. Off the right side now with the basketball. It's going to be Sando. Out of there goes the Krause. Big step into the free throw line. Back out Sando. Three ball. on the rim. Weak side rebound to Westengaard on the left side of the floor. Ryan's got her third board of this first half. Off the bench for the Irish. Reset out top. Now a lob to the left side and loading up Westengaard for three, and the bank is open. Three-pointer for Ryan Westengaard, the freshman. Puts her Irish teammates up by 13 at 25-12. 4.5 to go, and a drive inside. Attempted pass taken away by the Irish. Krause on the run. Krause moves in, stutter step, drive to the hole. It's up, it's good. Boy, that was a nice move by Krause all the way in there. Until she's been working on her basketball game since last season. There's a lob to the inside, and a turnaround in the lane. Up, it's no good. First shot put up by Laramie Gothar. The rebound got away from the Irish. Coming down with it was P.J. Howe. P.J. turned around, and it got knocked away out of bounds by the Irish. So tight in basketball underneath their own basket. Triggering in will be Lillian Bowen. Her pass was blocked. Good job there by Daisy Wood. As she connected with the ball, it went right back to Lillian Bowen, and she caught it standing out of bounds. That's unfortunate for the Titans. All right, we'll move the other way. Irish basketball up by 15 now. Bounce pass into Lechtenberg, playing the low post left side. Double teamed, bumped, ball loose, out of bounds. Touched last by Lechtenberg. Gentry, she showed last year she's a tough ball player, but man, she gets batted around and she plays inside. She's so athletic. She plays inside for the Irish and one of their taller players that she takes a beating in there some nights. Now backing up, Bowen thought about a triple, didn't do it. Comes out to the top to P.J. Howe. Back out top, Gothar makes a move out on the left side, gets the ball away with it. Bredemeyer looks for a cutter down the lane, up, and oh, it won't go off the rim. No good there for McLarnon. Rebound to McLarnon, back out. Now a pass to the right side. Gothar to Bowen for a triple. Nothing but the bottom of the hole for Lillian Bowen. She's got her first field goal of the night, and the lead is 27-15. Sacred Heart, 3:05 to go in the first half tonight. Out on the left side, and it's Sando up. No whistle. No whistle. Excuse me. Ball batted around. The rebound is saved from going out of bounds by Lechtenberg. It ends up with the Titans. And here comes HTRS. Bowen to the left side. Reverses, keeps her dribble to the top of the key. Now she'll go left again, hand it out of there. Loading up for three is Bredemeyer, but instead she drives around the defense, and Lechtenberg will block it out of bounds on the baseline. Tight ball on the baseline, and in for the Irish will come Elise Reschke, a 5'9 sophomore. So inbounding again, the trigger person from the baseline, Bowen, bounce pass in. Lane gets it in, now takes the pass back. Her shot rejected by Lechtenberg. So Lechtenberg with a couple of blocks that trip. Defensive end for the Irish. And here comes Sacred Heart on the offense now. With it, Elise Reschke. 2:20 to go in the first half, 27-15. Sacred Heart with the lead. Skip it over the top. Now inside Lechtenberg. Foul from behind as she was on the inside position. And a Kennedy McCarn is going to be called here for the foul, I believe. Yes, it is. Kennedy's second. Team fouls even at three apiece here in quarter number two. Lechtenberg at the line. First one on the way up, and she hits that one. That gives her 8 points here in the game. She'll have another one coming here. 28-15. The lead is 13. Second one on the way up, and good again for the Irish senior. 14-point lead. The Irish had a 15-point lead a few moments ago. The Titans can chip away here at the 2:05 mark. On the right side, they move the ball in, and it's stripped away from Kennedy McLaren and taken away. Witt passes it off the right side. It goes to Lechtenberg. She tried to elevate the ball from down around her waist, and as she put the ball up, they slapped at it. She got called for traveling. But here comes Lillian Bowen the other way for the Titans. Take the ball to the top of the key. Three ball off the mark. No good. The rebound off to Avery Sando. Sando coming up the floor on the right side. Stops in the midcourt circle. off the right side. It goes with the pass now into Lechtenberg, and the paint splits two defenders and draws another foul on the Titans. And it's not where I thought it was. The foul will go on. I said they don't have a 24, Mr. Official. It's 25. So the foul on, P.J. Howe, her first, and Lechtenberg, back of the line. Short on this. Remember I told you earlier she made a living at the free throw line last year? Well, looks like it's continuing here in her senior season of basketball for Sacred Heart. Ready again, on the way up, bounces again, rolls, falls in. Lechtenberg hits the free throw. She's made 4 out of 6 now. That gives her 10 points in the ball game, and the lead again is 15 for the Irish. At the other end, Howe takes it out top. Now it's going to be Bredemeyer. She turned the corner with a dribble and lost her bounce and lost the ball. Up the floor with the takeaway, Elise Reschke. She'll give the ball away to Kraus. She tries to pass it back, and top too tall. Sando can't get to it. It goes into the backcourt. She runs it down over and back. Titan basketball. Minute 11 to go in the half, and it will be Titan ball. Lillian Bowen, senior, off the left side now. Coming to the right side, gets the ball away now to Glothar. Glothar back to Bowen, left side of the fake. Into the circle at the free throw line and a lob down low. Backing in. Bredemeyer back out to the top to McLarnon. McLarnon, Bredemeyer, right side, moves toward the top. Over to the key, and with it is Bowen. Turns around, tosses the ball up in the air. It's taken away by Kraus. Kraus ahead and traveling. Couldn't get stopped. It was Elise Reschke. She made the catch. She was off balance and couldn't get the ball on the floor, but she's called for traveling. It'll be Titan ball with 41 seconds to go here in the first half. Bowen up the floor for the Titans now. Take it off the right side. We'll run down the numbers at halftime here. Bowen, long two, right side, no. Rebound off Lechtenberg. No, tipped away by the Titans out of bounds. Irish ball. 27 seconds to go in the half, so the shot clock is off here. Daisy Witt. Midcourt circle with the dribble. Irish going to spread the floor out here. Play for one shot. Witt back in that midcourt circle. Lillian Bowen guards her. Now backs off. Witt moves up. Going to fire a three with 6 seconds to go. No good. Rebound of the Titans. A scramble for the rebound. We're going to have a held ball that will belong to the Titans with 1.8 seconds to go here in the first half. 30-15, Sacred Heart. The Irish are going to show a little pressure, making it very difficult for the Titans to get a ball away, and they won't. That will end our half. Fall City Sacred Heart has 30, and the HRS Titans have 15. 30-15, Sacred Heart with the lead. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, then we'll come back with a look at the first half numbers on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This time of year is all about sharing joy, creating memories, and cherishing moments with loved ones. As you gather with family and friends, remember to take care of your health and each other. Whether it's helping a neighbor, sharing a kind word, or simply taking time to rest together, the spirit of Christmas is all about spreading love and care. From all of our friends at Nemaha County Hospital, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
It's halftime at the Roe Activity Center in Fall City, and the battle here at a Pioneer Conference night has Fall City Sacred Heart leading Humboldt Table Rock Steiner at the half by a score of 30-15. 30-15 is our score. It was 19-11 after one quarter, and the Irish outscoring the Titans 11-4 in the second period to get that lead up to 15 points. Scoring in the first half for the Titans, Ellie Bestandig scored 2 in the first half, 6 for Laramie Gothar, 3 for Kennedy McCarnan, I can't read my own typing, that is really bad. Kennedy McCarnan with the 3 points in the first half, and we have 4 for Lillian Bowen in the first half in a nice game for the Titans for their total of 15. The concern for the Titans is Ellie Bestandig, the talented 5'10 junior, got injured early in that second quarter of this game, and they took her off the floor to get some attention, and hopefully she's doing just fine, we hope, and we'll be back soon. For the Irish in the first half, night scoring goes like this. It's 10 points for Gentry Lechtenberg. She got 4 of those at the free throw line. Elise Reschke has 3. Daisy Witt has 6 in the game. Ryan Westengard has 3. 2 points for Dorothy Krause and 6 for Avery Sando for the Irish total of 30 points. Hallie Jones has 2 fouls in the first half for the Irish, and Kennedy McCarnan has 2 fouls in the first half for the Titans. Nobody else in the ball game with more than 1 at this point. 30-15, the Irish have the lead. We're at halftime at the Roe Activity Center in Fall City. Right now, we'll take a break. We're going to find out if it's going to warm up a little bit tomorrow and next week. I think it's supposed to, but it was plenty cold this morning when I went to work with the wind chill at 1 below. We'll hear from our sponsors. We'll check the weather. We'll be back here in just a few minutes with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunity currently available, and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City, and one of Santa Claus's best friends is Bart at Farm and City Supply. Bart, why does Santa like your store so much?
Well, because we got all the great brands that people have come to know and love, Justin. We got things like Carhartt, Yeti, Ariat, Steel, Dryshod, you know, Ertl Toys. We got lots of selection of great Christmas items up here. Come on in, we got stuff for the whole family. We got holiday hours through Christmas. We're open 7 days a week, so come in and check us out. This holiday season.
Farm and City Supply, Fall City, Nebraska.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your weather for the tri-state area. Well, mostly clear skies this evening, a low around 16, with winds out of the east-northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Winds turn to the southeast on Saturday at 5 to 10 miles an hour, with sunny skies with a high near 38. Saturday night will be mostly clear for low around 24, with winds out of the south-southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Sunday, we warm on up to 49, with sunny skies. Sunday night will be mostly cloudy and with a low around 33. Monday will continue to warm up to 52 with mostly sunny skies. Monday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 28. Tuesday will only get up to 46 with partly sunny skies. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 27. Wednesday looks similar to Tuesday, being partly sunny with a high near 45. We'll have a slight chance of rain Wednesday night at a low around 33. That slight chance of rain will continue into Thursday with a high near 48. Thursday night will have a low of 36. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Row Activity Center. I'm John Nix, along with you here courtside tonight. MJ Evans got control of me. Unfortunately for her, she pushes all the buttons, and she's, you know, one of the few people I can tell them what to do, and they actually do it. Now, I don't know if she's, you know, yelling at me back in the studio, because I can't hear her most of the time, but she takes pretty good care of us, as do most of the other guys run the board for us. We thank them for a great effort. All right, Sagamore basketball to get things going here in this third quarter. The Irish will go left to right towards the east end of the court here at the Row Activity Center in quarter number three. All right, with it, Dacey Witt on the left side, holds up, comes cross court. Krause with it against a 2-1-2 zone by the Titans. Free throw line, Lechtenberg out to Sando. Three ball, wing up, down. I believe that's her third. She's got nine in the ball game, all on triples tonight. Here's a two-pointer the other end. Too strong, Hallie Jones with the rebound off the miss by P.J. Howe. Come to the other end, and it's going to be back to Sando. Couldn't get the three ball away. She'll drive into the paint. Off the glass, no, and P.J. Howe down to the rebound for the Titans. Get it away to Laramie Glothar. Glothar coming up the floor, top of the left side, and she'll hand it off there. Howe dribbling around the left, gets the ball away, and it, Hilgenfeld, or Bredemeyer had it, excuse me, fell down. She's going to land on the basketball. That never feels good. She got it away to a teammate now, Lillian Bowen, into the paint, and she elevates, and the ball is partially blocked out of bounds Titan basketball underneath their own hoop here with 6:54 to go in the period. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Give the ball back to Bowen after she inbounded. She'll fire a three. Got it. Left side. Wait a minute. No. The official on the far side says the clock didn't start. Now what? The ball came in. Lillian Bowen got it back. She went over. She hit a three, and the clock never moved. The basket is good. All right.
3 pointers.
So the basket is good. Well, nothing Lillian did or the Titans did wrong. The clock just didn't start. Well,
3 point basket for.
So now they've reset the 35 second clock. They took 4 seconds off the game clock. Okay. All right, that's where we're at. And the good news is I see Ellie Bestanding on the bench down here for HTRS. Got injured in that second quarter. She's sitting down here with her teammates. That is certainly good news. Now a drive. Oh, Lechterberg might have walked. No whistle. Pass out. Taken away. On the run the other way. Bowen with an underhand scoop. No rebound to the Titans. Howe couldn't connect. Hallie Jones with. She'll bounce the pass away. And here come the Irish the other way. Over on the left side now. Take it to the left side and a drive for Lechtenberg. Right side up, and she's coming in from the side, and a foul on the Titans. Who did we get? We got P.J.
Fouls on Kennedy
McCarty. No, it didn't change the board. Okay. The foul will go on Kennedy McCarty. McKinney's got her third foul now. The free throw is up and no good for Lechtenberg. So I have another one here. Gentry, a senior, getting ready here. Up and no, it won't bounce around. It hit about every part of the rim. It just wouldn't go. Rebound, Lauren McLaughlin. She'll pass it away to Lillian Bowen. Bowen up to the front court, into the circle, free throw circle. Pass the ball around and a dribble and a drive. Powell kicks it back out. Bowen between the circles now against the Irish zone defense and a long three up off the iron. No good. Shot put up there by Howe and the rebound of the Irish. It's Krause ahead to Witt. Holds up with her dribble. Now she'll move back with the dribble toward midcourt. Reset the offense. Finds Lechtenberg underneath all alone. Got hidden away from the defense there and lays it over the left side of the rim for 2 points. It's 35-18, a 17-point lead, the biggest of the night for Sacred Heart. At the other end, the Titans can't control it, and here's really good news. Ellie Bestanding is re-entering the basketball game. She is moving just fine. Looks alert. And she's in the middle of that Titan defense. Well, that's good to see. That is really good to see. 5.5 to play. Third quarter. Krause back out top to Witt. Witt around the right side, over on the left, pass to Nola, Hallie Jones, Bestanding knocks it away, and picked off by the Titans by Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer to Bowen. Bowen up the floor, moves the ball over to the left side, take it around the right side, and Bestanding for three, off the rim, won't go, rebound to Howe, knocked loose by Hallie Jones, picked off by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg and around one defender, stop, cut off by Howe, passes out to the top, Witt for a long three, got it.
3 points.
Daisy Witt now with 9 in the ball game, and the lead is 20, 38-18. The Irish are up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Merry Christmas, everyone. It's a great time of year to remember what's truly important. I'm Matt from Wealth Navigation Group with Thrivent. And at Thrivent, we believe a healthy financial life isn't just about money. It's about creating the life you've envisioned for yourself and your family. If you want to learn more, visit Thrivent.com or call us at 402-315-8711. For appointments in Fall City or Auburn, it's 402-315-8711. Merry Christmas.
Sunny 101.3.
Activity Center, Fall City, Nebraska. John Nixon, along with you here on this Friday evening. The Irish girls are going to be back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. They're going to take on St. Joe LeBlanc Golden Eagles tomorrow. It was to be a girl-boy doubleheader, but LeBlond had somehow double-booked their boys for another game tomorrow. So they're going to play the Irish and LeBlond boys at a later date. But tomorrow it's the Irish girls, 1 o'clock. They'll tip it off here at Rowe Activity Center against the Eagles of St. Joe LeBlond. Tough week for the Irish. They had a game here Tuesday night with Tri-County. Now they've got Titans tonight, LeBlond tomorrow. Titans just having a tough time right there. Again, just 1-4. They've been really unlucky. They're a pretty darn good basketball team. Try a bounce pass inside to Glothar. Knocked away by the Irish. Out of bounds on the baseline. All right, bring the ball in now. Bringing it in will be Lillian Bowen from the baseline. Pass to the middle to Howe. Kicks it back out to Bowen on the right elbow. She dribbles. She drives underneath in the middle. Pass to Bostandic. Taken away. Quick hands by the Irish by Avery Santo. Santo moving up the floor. Left side. It will be Krause. No, Witt. Now to Krause on the right side. Moving across the court with the skip pass. Krause fakes a long one. Drives around the corner. Cut off. And loses the ball out of bounds. Good defense holding ground there by Laramie Glothar for the Titans. We bring the ball back in the Titans halfway through quarter number three here. Up the floor with it. Bowen on the left side of the lane. Dishes it off to Maddie Bredemeyer. Drives in. Stop. Cut off by Krause. The Irish, what are they doing? Are they zone? No, they're playing man-to-man defense here now. With it again on the left side is Bredemeyer. Inside, tried to get it to standing, taken away by Hallie Jones. She'll dish to Lechtenberg. She'll hit the circle at the other end, into the paint, and floats it up and in for her 13th and 14th point of the night. It's 40-18, the Irish lead. Come the other way now. I thought this would probably be a closer game than this tonight. Titans just couldn't get off to a good start early here. Trailed by 8 after one quarter and got outscored by 7 in the second period. Glothar with it. Bowen, 3 ball, right side. Got it again. That's why they're pretty darn good. They can hit inside and outside. That's the third triple for Bowen. She's in double figures with 10 now. Got a nice new board here at the Rowe Activity Center this year over on the far side. Big video board. They show videos. Here's a three-pointer in and out. No good by Witt, but standing the rebound for the Titans. They've got the scores, the fouls, and the players up there. Nice stuff. I wouldn't even need a score sheet anymore. Bostandic on the left side gives the ball up on the left side for Bredemeyer. Back to Ellie Bostandic. She drives into the free throw area. Now passes off. Backing in and reaching in and taking it away. DC Witt. Witt on the run the other way. Bowen gives chase, has to let her go, and it's a layup for Daisy Witt. She's in double figures with 11, and it's now a 21-point Irish advantage, her biggest lead of the game. Bowen for three, no. Hallie Jones with the board. Outlet for Lechtenberg. She's going all the way in, around a defender, left hand, left side, and it went out. I have no idea how that ball did not go in. Laid it up, not too hard, just said, I'm going to go to this side of the rim, I'm going to go over here, I'm going to bounce here, then I'm going to fall out. So standing, front court for the Titans, inside, Glothar, turnaround, off the mark, no good. Rebound saved in by the Irish, by Krause and DeSanto. Avery up the floor with a dribble on the right side. Off to Krause, in the wing, double team, skips it over, now to the corner, Lechtenberg, thought about a triple, didn't, she's going to drive instead, now kick it to the top. It's Santo for three. It's no good. Krause saves it in. It's loose. It's picked up by Bredemeyer. And she'll get it away to Glothar with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. 42-21. Sagan-Hart with the advantage here. On the right side, Bostandic with it. Now to the left side. Making the right side. Excuse me. Back to the top. Working the basketball is going to be Matt Bredemeyer. Shot won't go. Lechtenberg had the rebound, got bumped by a Titan and by her teammate, Avery Santo, and falls to the ground and gets called for a traveling violation. Sometimes you make turnovers, they're not really your fault. Nothing Jimmy Lechtenberg could do there to fall down. And a bounce pass on the inside to Bostandic, fights the Irish defense for it, gets it. kicks it left side, and it won't go. This time for Bredemeyer. Rebound to the Irish, a tackle. Knocked down with it is Reschke. The Titans end up with the basketball. That wasn't that bad of a tackle, just a lot of contact. Three ball for Bowen from the top, won't go. Rebound brought down again by Reschke. He said, let's try this again. Now a pass off to Lechtenberg with 35 seconds to go in the half. 27 on the shot clock, 30 on the game clock. So the Irish will have to shoot it, and the Titans should get it back maybe. Into the game again is Ryan Westengaard on the last break for the Irish, the freshman. Looking, now back out to the midcourt. In the circle is Dacey Witt, holding it with 13 seconds, 7 on the shot clock. She'll move up the right side, throw it to Lechtenberg underneath Hallie Jones. Layup is good. A whistle and a foul on the Titans. Hallie Jones, good footwork. Strong move, shot up, shot down, and a foul will be called on Laramie Cawthart. Her third of the ball game, second foul of the quarter. The Irish have not committed a foul yet here in the third quarter. There's only 6 seconds to go. Hallie Jones at the line. Sophomore, she sets. She fires in and out. No good. The standing with the rebound. And the Titans and Bowen from midcourt. Oh, just off the mark. Gets the back flat iron. After three, it's Sacred Heart 44 and HTRS 21. Back after this 1 minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry, we'll bring the other stuff too.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to be recognized by the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services with the 2024 Rural Provider Excellence and Quality Award. CMC is one of 10 critical access hospitals recognized for delivering high-quality health care and first-class patient experience in our state's rural communities. CMC is dedicated to delivering cutting-edge health care while maintaining the highest standards for patient care, quality, and safety every single day. Learn more at www.cmcfc.org.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Row Activity Center. It's 44-21, Sacred Heart with the lead in our girls' game tonight. The boys will come up about 20-25 minutes at the conclusion of this one. Bowen, long two from the right side of the circle. No good. Long rebound comes out to Witt. She's being pushed to the sideline in front of her bench. Now stops, reverses the dribble to the midcourt. Out it goes now into Lechtenberg. Bounce pass down. Wide of the mark, she tried to hit Hallie Jones and led her a little too far underneath. And the Titans have the ball with 7:38 to go in the final period. 44-21, the Irish up by 23. That's the biggest lead of the ball game here. To the front court, Lillian Bowen off the left side to Bredemeyer. Maddie with it, pass middle, knocked away, picked up by Dacey Witt. Now to Westengaard, the freshman, back to Witt. Now she's being chased. Up the floor, throw it ahead to Lechtenberg. Oh, and she looked up at the basket. The ball got away from her. She saves it inbounds like a volleyball save. Goes back to Witt. Lechtenberg into Hallie Jones. A lot of contact. No whistle. Missed the shot. Rebound to Standing. Hallie gets the ball away. Now gets it back for her work on the other end and gets fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul on Sacred Hearts, Elise Reschke. First foul of the quarter. Actually, the first foul the Irish committed here in the second half. Standing ready. Fires it up and off the back. No good. Standing ready to go again. Second one coming here. Free throw up and off the mark. No rebound. Batted around. It's on the floor. Hallie Jones tied up. She's got the ball and the leg of Gentry Lechtenberg. And Luke Santos says, timeout. We'll save the possession with 6:58 to go in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
6:58 to go in the ball game. Sighart up over HCRS Titans 44-21 here in a girls game tonight. Irish basketball after the timeout. That's actually the first timeout called in the ball game. To the front court, Daisy Witt dribbles around a defender. Lillian Bowen giving chase, gets it off now. Driving down Lechtenberg, the right side inside the lane with the right hand up and good. Gentry has got 16 points so far in this ball game tonight. She's averaging 17.5 on the season. Pass the ball out to the top now. Kennedy McCarnan with the tie ball for the Titans. Passes off. Gets it to Bredemeyer. She can't connect. Bestandig will grab off the rebound. And Elliott will get it away to Bowen. Rebound loose. A long rebound. Bredemeyer ran it down in the corner. Then, oh, she stepped on the end, on the sideline over there. Kind of got bumped a little bit. Got an extra little step in there, which came down there, but it was on the line. Irish basketball. To the front court comes the Sighart Irish in the person of Avery Sando with the basketball. Works around the screen of Hallie Jones. Irish going to run a little weave out here now. And Westengard had it knocked loose and a whistle and a foul. That's why it got knocked loose. The foul will be called on the Titans. Kennedy McLaren. Kennedy is kind of hogging up the fouls for the Titans tonight. She's got four now. Nobody else on the team with more than two. On the inbound, it comes in on the far side to Elise Reschke, and she puts it up and in. She's got five in the ball game now. Reschke with a three-pointer early in the game. Now 5 points. Dish the ball to Brittemeyer. Up and good. Maddie with her first two of the night. It's 48-23. Irish to the front court. Avery Santo with it. 5.5 to play. Avery on the right side. Dishes over to the side. Westengard moving into the painted area. Dumps it underneath the Jones. Big move inside. Her and Bestandig in there going at it. And a foul on Ellie Bestandig. Ellie picks up her first foul of the ball game. Coach Skyler Coolman told me, said, yeah, she's pretty banged up, so she's going to play as much as she can, as long as she can. Then she got had an episode here in the second quarter where she got knocked to the floor, left the gym for a little bit, came back here in the third quarter and has been playing and doing well. Free throw for Hallie is on the way, no good for the Irish, for Hallie Jones. Sophomore has another one coming here. It's on the way up, and this one is good. 3 points now for Hallie Jones, and the lead is 26 for the Irish, 49-23. Bowen to the left side. Bredemeyer didn't pull the trigger, and now she'll get the ball away. Fired it over to Kennedy McCarnan. She'll shoot it from 15, no good. Rebound to the Irish, and here comes Krause for the Irish. Up the floor, out Westengard, three ball, too strong, weak side rebound, caught out of the air by Avery Sano, and she knows where it goes, right off the glass, through the net for two. She's in double figures with 11 now, and the lead is 28. A drive and a runner for Bowen is up no good, but she's fouled, and will go to the line to shoot two. Sighart foul on Avery Sano, her first of the ball game. Lillian Bowen at the line. 10 points for the Titan senior, 1 for 2 at the line. Can't come up with this one. She'll have another one here. 4:51 left in this one. Second one up, around the rim, won't go. Hallie Jones had it, lost it, got it back. Gets it away to Avery Santo. Santo coming up the floor. That is 5 rebounds now for Jones in the game. Santo passed to Westengard on the right side. Looking to go inside, can't get it in there to rescue. She'll reset out top to Santo at the point now. Lechtenberg out of the game for the Irish. Here is rescue right side to Westengard. what is a young unit for Sacred Heart right now out there. Timeout called by Luke Sander to talk it over with his offense here with 4:21 to go in the game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
When it comes to winning in life, just like winning in sports, you need to have a game plan. When it comes to banking, you want the best financial playbook. We'll sit down with you and make sure you're executing the right plays for your family's future. So stop by and schedule an appointment today. Together, we'll tackle any problems on your path to financial security.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Located in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Inbounding for Sacred Heart will be freshman Ryan Westengard. She brings it in. Jones gets it right back in the middle. Shot blocked from behind. Held ball, they call. Will stay with Sacred Heart this time. It's only the second tie-up we've had in this ball game tonight. Irish basketball. And now Westengard will trigger from the baseline once again. Everybody on a corner of the lane for the Irish. Into the game for the Titans is McKenna Dunlap now. McKenna is a 5'8 sophomore. Bring it in. Rescue fires a long one. No good. Rebound for Howell. I think they had to beat the shot clock there is what happened. Shot clock went off after the rebound. That'll be Titan ball out of bounds. Cigar brings in Maya Dougherty, a 5'8 freshman now in place of Hallie Jones. Also coming in, a girl with a long ponytail, Emily Tubbs, a 5'5 sophomore. The Titans have Eden Duryea in there, a 5'5 freshman. Inbounding is P.J. Howe. Back in is Schaefer Cumro. And playing the high post with it now P.J. Howe. She's got it. She kicks it out. Three ball off the mark. No good by Chloe Shupp, who checked in. Checked a lot of people in during that timeout. I didn't see him come in there. So here come the Irish with the ball. 3:45 to play. Working it out top is Dorothy Krause. Krause has it. Into the middle, pass taken away by P.J. Howe. Now, the Irish, they can't go real deep in their bench. They've only got, 10 suited up? 9. They've only got 9 players suited up, so they've gone as deep as they can. Here's a ball, pass taken away by Westengard. She'll come up the floor on the left side. Moving around, pass it out top again to Dorothy Krause, who moves to the point now. Out on the right side with the pass. It goes to Tubbs. Back to Krause. Into the high post to Reschke, back out, and a three ball up and good. A three ball for Emily Tubbs. Sophomore with the long one. 54-23. The Irish up by that would be 31 now, if I am correctly. Three pointer for the Titans at the other end. Up and good by McKenna Dunlap. Number 5 on the bucket, I believe. No, Schaefer Cumro, 0. I'm sorry. Cumro with the basket now has 3, and the Irish turn it over at the other end. Titans playing the defense, so the ball's turned over, and it will belong now to HTRS. So here they come, up the floor. 2:35 to go. Taken into the post with the basketball. P.J. Howe looking. Nothing doing there. And a pass. Try to get the ball down on the baseline, knocked away, and it will go to the Irish with 2:27 to go here in this fourth period. Sagar's going to improve to 4-1 on the year. The Titans will fall to 1-5. I still think that's a very deceiving record. They're going to win quite a few ball games this season. We come the ball to the right side now. Give it off there for the Irish to Tubbs. Pass it away. Westengard moving to the right side. Spin around, up off the iron, no good. Dougherty had the rebound. He gets knocked away out of bounds. Irish ball underneath their bucket in for the Titans. Eden Stewart, a 5'5", made a 5'6 freshman. Eden checks in there. Westengard will inbound, bring the ball in on the right side to Tubbs. Swing it out to the top to Krause. Krause, the only starter in the ball game. The Irish have to have one in there. Only 9 players suited up. Westengard to the weak side, rebound, shoots, can't connect. Ball blocked away. Now Dougherty has it knocked away out of bounds, and it will stay with the Irish. The minute 51 to go. The Titans bring into the game. Uh-oh, I don't have that number. They got more players than I've got listed here. That's not good. Cassie Cannell. Cannell. 15. Cassie Cannell. There's a shot up by the Irish. No good. Rebound. Grabbed up. And now taken away, a steal by the Irish. And now into the game is going to be Emma Bredemeyer. Didn't have that number either. Okay. Not the lineup I have had. Emma Bredemeyer is in there for the Titans now. So HTRS with 90 seconds to go in the ball game. Give the ball off to Eden Stewart. Shot up, no good on the far side. Ball loose. Shot put up there by Cannell. And now the rebound of the Irish after the loose ball battle. Throw it ahead. They try to get underneath the Reschke, and it's too tall on the pass. Out of bounds it goes with a minute 16 to go. Boys game will follow this one about 20, 25 minutes after the conclusion. Well, here come the Titans in the front court off the left side. Take the ball inside now with it will be P.J. Howe again. Left side wing. They get the ball around there to Cannell. Cassie works around, and we're going to fire up a three off the rim. No good. And that shot put up by Grayson Sherman. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound. Foul on the Irish on Ryan Westengard. Her first. And that's a shooting foul. She got the rebound, put it back up. I'm sorry. Free throw up and good for P.J. Howe. Her first point of the night. She'll get another one here. 54-27 now, under a minute to go. Second one up and too strong. Rebound grabbed up by Maya Dougherty. Dougherty out of there to Westengard. Up the floor, stops, looks, left side with the ball. Krause, cross court to the near side. Tubbs will fire for three. Hops on the rim, straight up and straight down. Into the bucket. Six for Tubbs. It's a 57-27 lead for Sacred Heart. Come the other way with less than 30 seconds to go now with the basketball for the Titans. Eden Stewart. Pass to the middle. It goes to Howe. Back out to Stewart around the left side now. It goes for Grayson Sherman. Inside, Howe can't get her to go, and a whistle and a foul will be called on Maya Dougherty. Her first. And to the free throw line will be the Titans. P.J. Howe, one for two at the line.
Maya Dougherty. Shooting at the line, P.J. Howe.
Sacred Heart, let's see. I've got three players in double figures tonight for them. One for the Titans. Free throw bounces off. No good off the glass that time. All right. Second free throw coming here with 14 seconds to go in the game. Up. And no good. Dougherty the rebound. Outlet Westengard on the left side. And she will work up the floor. Six on the clock. Give the ball up. Tubbs. Inside Reschke, back out to Westengard. She'll fire. It's blocked at the buzzer. Your final score. Fall City Sacred Heart 57, HTRS 27. We'll wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here live at the Row Activity Center between games. The girls game won by Sacred Heart tonight by a final score of 57-27. Your final, 57-27. Score tonight for each Sheriff. They are led by Sierra Lillian Bowen with 10 points in the ball game. Laramie Glothar had 6. Schaefer Cumrow with 3. Ellie Bestandick with 2. 3 for Kennedy McCarn. 2 more for Maddie Bredemeyer. And 1 for P.J. Howe tonight in this contest. For Sacred Heart tonight, leading the way, Gentry Lechtenberg with 16 points tonight. 11 each for Avery Sando and Daisy Witt. Emily Tubbs had 6. No, that's right. Yeah, she had 6. I'm sorry, a pair of three-pointers. Hallie Jones had 3. 5 for Elise Reschke. 3 for Ryan Westengard. 2 for Dorothy Krause for the Irish total of 57. They improved to now 4-1 on the year. H-Sures drops to 1-5 on the season. Right now, the Twin Games are doing the honor to Nick Nolte, killed in action back 20 years ago, and they're having a tribute on the video board. Family all out at center court for the event here tonight in front of the class of 1998. Well, that's going to do it for the girls' game. Sacred Heart wins at 57-27. We'll be back here probably in about 20 minutes with the second half for doubleheader. Sacred Heart and H. Sheeress coming up on Sunny 101.3.